I'll tell you first thing, I've had a long freaking week.
Well, that's good because we're on. Welcome to the Red Pill. I'm Kevin Sabo here with Joseph Peterson, and we're ready to roll here. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, everything and nothing is going on, obviously. I don't know, Kevin. I've been just going kind of, I don't want to say crazy, but I've just kind of been living on automatic pilot over the past couple weeks or weeks since we've talked. My life, my own life in general, I'm very happy with. I'm working within the cannabis industry, and I'm doing this. I'm spreading truth, and so I'm making a living on things that I like. However, the backdrop to my little world has become more and more and more freaking bizarre every single day I live and breathe on this planet. I don't know. Maybe it's, I feel like I'm living in bizarro world right now.
Is that not what it is?
It is. I mean,
that's
maybe
what it is.
Maybe because I'm older and I've seen a lot of changes go on through this quote unquote society that we have here. And the one I'm seeing right now, the world that we're living in right now, to me is almost like a freaking bad movie, like a cartoon. Every dystopian nightmare that they've ever predicted seems to be happening. It's almost like 1984, Brave New World, Terminator.
I just saw the latest Terminator, and I couldn't help but think about the podcast and everything we do. You know, even though robots haven't taken over the world yet, I mean, we've seen some early stages of things like that, obviously.
Oh, and, you know, and obviously me being awake, and I'm sure you being awake, it makes it a little more difficult to live in this world because I look at things from a different level.
Yeah, and it's funny. It really is funny to think that, you know, where my mind wanders when I'm watching Terminator, aside from the fact that I'm just an action Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, but people really do just sit and look at that as entertainment. Like, wow, what if the world really was like that?
Yeah.
Not really thinking, wow, this it really is probably what is going to happen.
Yeah, right, right. That's the worst part. They don't realize that that's the world they're trying to create right now and that these movies are more like a warning.
Yeah, it's a fucking that's, educational.
Yeah, they're more like a warning to humanity. And this is how the people who run the world operate. I mean, these are put out by big studios. There is no coincidence. And here I'm reading Entertainment Magazine, right? There's no coincidence that the next X-Men movie is called Apocalypse. There's no coincidence that the villain in Fantastic Four is called Doom. Everything out there right now is predicting apocalypse. There's a TV show about the animals revolting against, I don't know if you've seen it, it's called The Zoo, about animals revolting against humans. And we're seeing that. I mean, have you seen shark attacks going on out in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Have you seen more and more bears like coming out into society? Because there's no food for them in the woods anymore. We've depleted their food supply. Do you know why sharks are coming in closer? There's no more fish out in the ocean anymore. We've taken it or we've killed them.
Yeah.
There's been mass fish die-offs. So these sharks have no food. So you're going to come looking for food. And guess who it is?
Yeah, it's people.
Because we're the ones who killed off their food. So, I mean, all these things that have been, you know, predicted are actually coming to fruition. And the people don't even realize it. The normal American average, not even American, it's global now, doesn't even realize what is going on. I mean, I'm thinking more and more people are realizing what is going on. But the average person doesn't even realize what's going on.
Yeah, the average person doesn't. You know where I see most of it, and this is obviously no surprise, it's kind of like, no shit, we knew that, but I see most of this, honestly, being where I'm coming from. I'm almost 20 years old, and I do hip-hop music on the side above all other projects. I see this a lot with young people, and if you just turn on, you know, 93.7, you turn on any hip-hop station, a lot of the calls they're getting are calls about something that we just talked about on the Red Pill.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is they call in, they say something that's extremely relevant and extremely true, and the DJ says, hey, man, I think you're crazy, man. We're going to have to hang up on you, man. Let's go to the next caller. And the next caller is someone else bringing up some truth. And they say, oh, I don't know what everybody's drinking out there today. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
I see a lot of it there, obviously. And that's why it gets brought up all the time with people like David Icke or Alex Jones. They love talking to hip-hop people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen
vocal about it.
A lot of the younger people out there are putting messages out. I don't know, Jaden Smith did something on his radio show, you know, where basically he's saying that we're all modern-day slaves and that you know, George Bush. He even told the listeners that George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Obama are all cousins and that we're nothing but slaves here on this planet. This is Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, and he said he went to go visit the White House, and all he could ask him about was the aliens, and he got shut down. Obama wouldn't, you know, laughed him off like a kid. So, and then you also had Kendall Jenner come out with the chemtrails. Mm-hmm. In Justin Bieber's latest video, there's, I mean, if you could do that video frame by frame, there is so much symbology in that. Mm-hmm. And there is even a little frame that says Bush did 9/11. So, I mean, they're throwing these out, and I mean, I know why.
Did you stop that frame
yourself? Yeah, I could find it. Yeah, I found it on the internet.
And it's
it says Bush did 9/11.
It's like a picture hanging up in the background. Or
yeah, there's some montage of him dancing, and all the little background parts of it changed. Like people wrote graffiti in there. And
okay.
Yeah, it's a weird video. And then they got him in like the devil. There's the Illuminati eye. You really have to slow it down and see. There's all kinds of symbology in it. But that's one frame of it that says Bush did 9/11. And I saw another video that was taken in a classroom where a teacher was discussing 9/11. And one of the students raised their hand and said, I thought Bush did 9/11 to the
teacher.
That's
excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost like to the youth of today, it's almost like they know 9/11 was an inside job. It's almost like a joke. You know what I mean?
Well,
some of these awake younger kids. Yeah.
Once that came on mainstream TV, that was pretty much it for that. I mean, I was shocked because even, like you're saying, even as a younger kid, like we're going back to when Obama was first elected. I think that's when I first started taking an interest in what was just to me at the time conspiracy. And nowadays, I don't even like calling it conspiracy because it's just the goddamn truth. And so I would look into things like this and I started reading up on 9/11. But then it was almost around that same time, somewhere in Obama's first term, I remember seeing that it came out actually on mainstream TV. I couldn't tell you who the host was. I just remember they had new information on the case, and they were speaking to somebody who they stated it as, oh, we know that you can't actually quote the case legally. You can't give us the details, but try to tell us what you can. Once that was on mainstream TV, I was like, wow, that's not just on the internet or on a podcast.
And other people have been talking about it on mainstream TV. You know, so it's almost like, I don't want to say accepted now, but it's, I wouldn't say mainstream, but a lot of people know it.
I'd call it like 50-50.
Yeah, a lot of people know it because it's so long ago. A lot of people don't make a fuss about it. The real diehard hardcores are still, you know, hoping that the truth about it comes out someday. I'm not counting on it. Anybody who's smart and logical could see, you know, just look at it and see what the hell is going, you know, that it was a controlled demolition, you know.
It's like we're saying with young kids. And then there's just certain areas where you know that truth is going to come out. And I think it's funny, like Jack Black once said, he said, you know, there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. And to me, I'm saying, well, through my eyes nowadays, it seems to be hip-hop artists and comedians.
Right.
Stand-up comics and hip-hop artists. That's what it looks like to
me. Right. And rockers, though. I mean, I got to say.
Yeah, rockers, too.
Neil Young just came out with the Monsanto years. You know, there are some rockers. Muse just came out with their album again, which is all Back to Rebellion. So, you know, it's
a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything. There is some truth out there, but it's just a question of are the people hearing it and are the right people hearing it and is it going to matter? I mean, I look at, my God, I turned on the TV maybe for 10 minutes yesterday. I was working out, right, and they had mainstream TV on like CNN. What the hell? Congress bans the Confederate flag? I mean,
fucking ridiculous.
Come on. Who cares? I mean, this all the things that the people in this society care about are all the distractions. Do you know what I mean? The Confederate flag, the whole gay controversy, the racial issue.
Anything that we can turn against each other over. Anything we could fight and create conflict over and start to hate each other over.
Right. We hate each other, and then there's that one common ground that we seem to all come together with is entertainment. And, like, movies and
fucking football.
Yeah, football and the Kardashians and, you know, all the entertainment distraction bullshit. So, really, the world we live in, the people, normal people.
Yeah.
The average, not even American, because it's global now. The average person lives in a matrix that is so false and so created for them that I don't even know if they could discern what reality is anymore.
No, and I was pulled away from that. I mean, I'm a movie fanatic. I used to do, I mean, when we first met and we first started doing things on the internet, I mean, I had a pretty decently successful YouTube channel reviewing movies and video games.
Right.
Over 1 million views and I forget how many thousand subscribers. Obviously not like Truth Is Scary or nothing, but it was decent and it was cool. And then, I mean, my channel got taken down and things like that, but, you know, I didn't really restart up again because that's at the point where I was kind of waking up. And I still love movies. I can still talk about movies and Arnold and Terminator and all those kind of things. But I feel like I kind of got pulled away from that because I really saw people being too fanatic about something so simple. And, right. and I was kind of mentally turned off by that. Even being a big movie fan, video games, TV, all that, I'm still kind of turned off from that. And that's why I'm investing my time in this more so than entertainment, because I did kind of feel like I'm starting to become a part of the distraction.
Right.
We're going to sit here and have like a dead serious conversation about a fucking movie or a video game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Give your rating. Did you like it? Whatever. But like, you know, to spend the amount of time we're spending on important things and trying to wake people up and really, really, really invest that and put that your time into that, I kind of got turned off from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult now for me to even go and watch a movie anymore because I'm constantly seeing the little things that they throw in. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to see the new Terminator?
No.
No?
No, I haven't heard great things about it.
Conceptually, like the concept?
Yeah, I heard it was, I mean, kind of stupid in a way.
Yeah.
Arnold fights himself. John Connor is actually a cyborg in the middle. They turn him, you know, he's a bad guy. So, I mean, you know, yeah, they switched all of it around, but to me, it's more about the premise and the concept.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, so I love the movie. But I'm saying for the concept, where I'm directing that towards you is, you know, Cyberdyne and where they're going with the technology that's taken over. Like, that's the backdrop that still intrigues me more than anything. And it's like you talked about, people think it's just fantasy. And people do. I've heard people say when I was a kid, oh, you know, we're going to have a Terminator future and everything. But I think people talk about it like, even people that know it could be a possibility, that's what they look at it as. It's like, it's just a, maybe someday in the future that could actually happen instead of preparing for something that will happen.
Here's the thing. Okay, what most people don't understand. Okay, and I'm just going to really, I don't know. I don't know if people even understand this. That's already happened. We are nothing more than biologically engineered fucking robots, okay? Us, humans. We are the ultimate robot, okay? We are the ultimate machine. We started out as those, okay? I'm just telling you right now. Skynet already exists, okay? It's called the Force, all right? We are all connected to it on one level or another. All right, I'm just telling you this right now. This is how the hologram works. So,
oh, it's my favorite topic.
Skynet already exists. You've heard the Force. You've heard all the, you know, the universe and how you can manifest things with your thoughts, and how your thoughts are not your own, and how your higher self directs you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, what if they've already created a wireless type of information network that we are already hooked into through our pineal glands, but that because of the people who are now controlling the planet, they have devised ways to censor, let's say, this internet, to buffer it and keep the humans, the information we receive, only at a certain level what they determine we get. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So what we are trying to create on this planet with the robots, and, you know, I don't know if you know, but all this AI they're trying to create, they've created their own little internet for it, Skynet, basically, where they have their own little information system that they are plugged into and programmed through.
Are we talking about the actual robots?
Yeah, the ones that they're doing now. Yeah.
Oh, of course they got to have something like that.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is what we're designing,
it's based on what's already
here.
And what is here.
And that is as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that saying, right?
Yep.
As above, so below. The fucking statue.
It's a foundation for everything.
Right. So as above, so below. When as above is the same as so below, then all will be one in the universe. It is not exactly the same right now. So you understand? So what we're creating here on this planet is a 3D reality version of what is already created, what we are already connected to in real life as part of the matrix and the hologram. Now, I don't know how it works, but I do know that the pineal gland has a lot to do with it. And the pineal gland seems to be the transmitter, like your wireless transmitter in your phone or in your computer or whatever. Pineal gland seems to be, the chakras seem to be how some of the energy flows. But my belief is that there is already a Skynet in place. There's already a universal mass information system. It's called the force, you know, the universe, whatever. That you can tap into, that we're all plugged into, but only at certain levels because of the way it is controlled by the people.
Vibrationally, energy.
Right. The information we're being fed, yeah. Right? In other words, if they can keep us distracted by this matrix that they've created for us, this programming, this little internet, the 3D one that they've created for us, if they can keep us distracted in this, we'll never figure out that there's a whole, you know, that there is a whole nother kingdom of heaven, as they say, or nirvana, or, you know what I mean, where you can actually be connected totally 100% to that information system and know everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like clues in a way, though.
Yeah.
For something that's supposed to distract us, it really is amazing how many clues get left behind, like everything
they have
that you
to.
Just described. That's their way of it, sort of telling us without telling us.
They have to, yeah.
What is this? That's the one thing I never understood about the people that run this world. There's like a certain like code that they want to be open about it in a roundabout way.
Yes, they have to be. I think that's part of the cosmic deal.
Yeah, well, otherwise, why would we know all these things?
Here's what it is. It's about consent, okay? They can't really, no entity, no being can really take or do anything to you without your consent. Whether it be implied consent or whether it be actual consent. So by the fact that we are accepting all these clues and taking them, we're telling you, hey, it's like we're telling you what we're going to do. We're telling you what is going to happen. If you are smart enough, or if you're awake enough to see it, then you're going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can be in on it.
By them telling you, you know, whatever way they tell you, they have fulfilled their end of the bargain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whether we receive it or not is not their problem.
Because in a way, it almost makes them feel like they're being honest about it. Because
right.
It's right. Anytime you want to know, go look at Bart Simpson. Go look at the X-Files. You go look at... I mean, it's mind-blowing. I mean, I had never seen that X-Files episode until you showed it to me, the one about 9/11. And anybody who isn't totally sold on this whole thing about 9/11, you just go look at that because that was incredible. It wasn't a roundabout way. It wasn't like, oh, you look in the background of this scene and it says something about 9/11. The plot of the episode was... what happened.
Yeah.
That was blatant right in your face. And
right.
The fact that that is not the most talked about episode of a series from the 90s in history, I have no idea.
Because it got shut off right after that. It got taken off the air. That was the Lone Gunman. It was like a spinoff of the X-Files. And it was an experiment. They got like, well, how many episodes? A couple?
Oh, that was a spinoff. That was
yes.
Did it have like X-Files in the title?
Yeah, well, it was characters that came out of the X-Files.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And it didn't last very long. And I think it was because of that episode. But they did it on purpose. You have to remember, all these media companies are controlled by those people. So nothing gets by them.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't get out in the air without the big wigs knowing it. So they approve it. They approve these things going out. Nobody's slipping anything by the network.
No.
Are you kidding? Even when in the Cleveland show, 9/11 was an inside job. Cleveland says it right there at during the credits. Bart Simpson with the 9/11.
It was a comic book.
The comic book with the.
Had to do with the pricing and then like the issue of the comic book.
Yeah.
But it said 9/11 right there. And it was, I think it was
and
actually
the towers.
The towers. It's fucking right there.
Yeah, exactly. But and the money, the dollars.
Yeah, but even that's a little bit more roundabout than that X-Files episode. That
right.
was just crazy.
Right. But there's tons of examples of that out there. Do you know what I mean? If you really look back at a lot of the fucking movies, they're trying to tell you what happened. Even if you go back way back in the day, there was this movie called Capricorn 1. And it was about how the moon landing was faked, but they used Mars as the backdrop. Stanley Kubrick used to put clues in all of his movies about the Illuminati and how they had, you know, how he had been forced to fake the moon landing for them.
Yeah, you know, something that's a great one you bring up there. Just generally speaking, about how you said people are sort of, like I said, I think we're about 50-50 with 9/11 right now. You know what I mean? Half people you'll talk to know, half the people you'll talk to have no idea. But it seems like the moon landing is about at least 90-95%. I mean, they've made fun of that so many times, and I find that people are very open about that one, that you will run into people who will say, of course, the moon landing was fake, as opposed right. to all the other stunts.
And people are almost saying, like, okay, it's like JFK. Of course JFK was killed.
Yeah, so I guess it's just
time. And now 9/11 is getting to the point where, of course, 9/11 was an inside job.
It just takes time, but the issue is that once people come to these realizations,
what do they do about
after
it
happens.
Right.
So it all does come out in the end. It's like with anything else in your personal life. You can only keep a lie for so long. You know what I mean? How long can you cheat on your wife before she freaking catches you coming home at 2 in the morning?
Eventually the truth is going to come out.
Yeah, but then by the time you catch your husband, he already fucked like 8 other women. So right. you couldn't
right. 9/11, oh yeah, great. 9/11 was inside job. Well, we're living in a police state. It's too late now. And I'm telling you, Kevin, we're getting close. When I see things like the state of Oregon now wanting to charge people by the mile to drive because more people are using hybrid cars and driving bicycles and using less gasoline, they can no longer support the roads. Oregon put this out there as a voluntary program, but it's an experiment to see if people actually pay the government to be tracked how long and where they drive and have to pay by the mile. You've got smart meters now, which are being required to go in, which will monitor and track every fucking bit of electricity and energy that you use. You've got this geoengineering conference coming up in December, which is basically going to legalize weather modification and control and allow them to tax us on our carbon usage. So this world that we live in is becoming more and more like 1984 and like those dystopian societies than we can even imagine. You know, you've already got Obamacare tracking the shit out of you as far as your health and your medical. Now you're going to have this new thing. And I'm telling you, the Connecticut is going to try and adopt that model because they're looking to put in tolls. But the people don't want tolls because last time we had tolls here in the state, tons of accidents. So they wiped them out and they put in the gas tax. But now that's not even enough to pay for the fucking roads and do that. So now Connecticut wants to either put tolls in or put in that tax per mile where they track you. They have a little device like fucking Progressive. You know, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a little device to put on your car. It tracks how much you drive, where you drive, and then you pay them for fucking driving. So this is the world we're going to be living. That's not even about the robots. That's not even about TPP, which basically took over all our food and drug, gave it over to Big Pharma. So how long is it going to be before almost anything you buy commercially and don't grow yourself is going to be like GMO, processed, garbage food?
Well, what I'm noticing about a lot of the things you're bringing up right now is they kind of have a common theme of backwards progress, because a lot of these things, like we talk about GMOs, people were pushing that. They had commercials on TV. I mean, that was going good. A lot of the things that we're talking about here, people have taken a pretty good stance about. And
they're fighting back, though. The corporations right. are fighting so back, and they have the power to do it.
What I'm wondering here is, like, from your opinion, do you think that when the government does something so fucking outlandish, like some of the things you just described, that you know damn well people are going to be very upset about? I mean, do you think that's pushing us further into slavery or pushing us closer to people saying we're really not going to fucking take this shit anymore?
Pushing us into both, and it's pushing us further into rebellion.
It's like a little bit of a mixture, right? It ain't yeah. total. Everybody ain't joining together right now.
No.
You know, but there does seem to be a lot more resistance than there was in the past when something crazy came into play.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the dual duality effect. It's the yin and the yang. You know what I mean? The more they push with the negative, the more positive is going to try and rise up and balance it out.
Whatever words you want to use, rebellion, evolution, you know, like revolution. But is that inevitable?
Yes. Rebellion.
Is it going to take forever,
though? Now, rebellion and revolution are two different things. I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
You're a rebel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, I'm not a revolutionary.
No,
I'm not
going to say I'm a rebel.
I might be a revolutionary thinker.
Yeah.
But I'm a rebel I'm not a revolutionary. I don't believe. Now, if I was forced to, I would go out there and fight. You know what I mean? But first of all, I don't have any fucking weapons. No, I'm not trained in martial arts. You know what I mean? I mean, I've got a big giant knife and a machete. Okay, so I could whack people's heads off, and that might be fun.
Grab a baseball bat from the
house. Yeah, I got baseball bats and all that, but I don't have a gun. I'll never own a gun. I just think that's, you know, creating trouble. And I'm not saying I never have owned guns, and I've never found them to be any use, you know, been nothing but trouble for me, let's just put it that way. So I'll never have a gun anymore. I don't want to be registered. I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
I hope I never get to the point where I would need one, you know what I mean? My thing has always, always been just resistance by walking away, you know what I mean?
Not taking part
like what Gandhi preached. I feel like if more and more of us got together and just started our own little communities, or at least trying to start get away. You know, it's hard to get away now, even these days. You know, this is a problem I'm seeing. They're making it tougher and tougher for people to even escape.
Oh, yeah.
Even my little retreat that I thought was going to be my safe haven, dude, it's in such the country that it's affiliated, or the state, it's actually a territory that it's affiliated with, is so fucking terrible right now with their economy. It looks like the U.S. is going to have to come in and bail them out. And I'm talking about Puerto Rico. I actually had a little hideaway spot on an island off of Puerto Rico, which was kind of left alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The main island of Puerto Rico kind of left them alone, didn't bother them. But now that they're broke and they need fucking money, they're looking at these little islands that they actually own that are part of them to get revenue out of. And they're starting to crack down on it. And it looks like Puerto Rico is going to become a state. Now, once that happens, because they're broke, they have no money, they can't pay their bills, and they owe us money. So it looks like their only way out is for the U.S. to bail them out and for it to become a state. Now, that means that this little hideaway that I thought was so separate and kind of a place where I can get away is now going to be the same as this within 5 years. Taxing Obama. Right now, if you live in Puerto Rico, okay, this is the wonderful thing about it. You don't pay taxes, and you don't have to be involved in Obamacare.
Yeah.
And they have their own little health insurance that's really cheap, and they have their own little auto insurance that's really cheap. And it's kind of its own little thing, but they're broke. So now the U.S. government, because they're not going to let Puerto Rico go, I guarantee you they're not going to let Puerto Rico go, because that's the gateway to the Caribbean for them. And the IRS and the Federal Reserve headquarters are on there. Pirates of the Caribbean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't forget, that's the Caribbean down there. That's where the pirates were. Mm-hmm. And the pirates are still fucking there.
Yeah.
With the IRS and the Federal Reserve. There's a reason for that. It's a territory, but it's not a state. That's why they do it. So the U.S., they're not going to lose Puerto Rico. They're not going to let it go. So they're going to grab it up and make it a state. And that just means even the little islands are going to be, you know, it used to be a Navy base on this island. The Navy's going to come back in. And it's going to be the same. It's not going to be any different than living fucking here. I'm going to be taxed to death. I'm going to have to buy insurance. All the things that I wanted to get away from. All the things that I feel like are draining and sucking the fucking life out of me. Like, why do I have to pay health insurance. I have to pay auto insurance, right? I have to pay fucking life insurance. I don't pay life insurance because I got nobody to give any goddamn money to. But I have to pay taxes. I get a stupid bill from the city I live in. Fucking $90 you have to pay taxes. Why? Because I own a car. Oh, I own a car. I have to pay you because I own a car that I bought for, that I paid, and every year I have to pay you $100 to own that car.
Yep.
And then not only do I have to pay, I have to pay the state taxes to just live here, to for the privilege of living here and making money here. And not forget property taxes if you own a house.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Even though you bought that house and paid for it, no, you still have to pay the city to live there. It's like fucking rent. You know, so they're draining money out of you all the time. But guess what? If it were, there were no money, none of this would be real. This is the whole issue. Money is the whole issue.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I'm sick and fucking tired of what I'm seeing out there. And like I said in the beginning, my little hologram, my little world that I live in is fine.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm being drained and drained and drained by the system, by... You know, the government, and I'm getting to the point where it's like, I don't have, you know what I mean? It's hard to, it's much more difficult to operate within this matrix than it used to be.
Well, what it obviously is, and I'm just preaching to the choir right now, but we're on a podcast, so I'll say it anyways, is that, you know, obviously people that are brainwashed are brought up, you know, since they're very young with this feeling that paying your bills on time, paying insurance on a car, like you can't just own a fucking car. You got to, like, exactly what you just said. It's fucking ridiculous. But those are things that make people who are slaves to the system feel a sense of responsibility that they have, that they're always taken care of. I pay my bills on time. I do this. And that's their way of, I always do the right thing.
I'm a good citizen.
A good citizen. And, but not only that, we've obviously, have you seen, and this pisses me off more than any quality about people on this fucking planet, is that we took what was, like you just said, being a good citizen, and people mistake that for morals. And right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if a dude's a high school dropout, but he'd give you the shirt off his back? Well, he's a piece of shit. Well, what if you got a guy that owns a very respectable business, makes a lot of money, but he's a cocksucker?
He'll cut your throat.
Yeah, but they respect that because money, it always comes before morals now.
Right.
And right. I don't ever hear anybody say, hey, you know, my cousin Jim, you know, he's a good guy. Oh, this person's a good guy. This person's great. My sister's wonderful. If you bring up a family member, you bring up a friend in conversation, you know, dinner parties, lame fucking events with people you don't want to be around, but you're forced to be around. What does everybody say? Oh, my cousin works here. This one's working for this the city, and this one's do this. Everybody just brings up everyone's jobs.
Right.
It's like a bunch of slaves getting together and go, shit, so what did you have to do today for your fucking slave owner?
Right.
But the crazy thing is, everyone embraces it, and it's funny that you bring this shit up, because more than anything, modern day slavery as a concept, that's a very real concept, has just weighed on my mind so much lately because of what I'm surrounded by. Yeah. It's a bunch of people that being a slave, it really makes them feel good that they're able to serve the system.
Yeah,
it's like a sense of responsibility and a sense of I'm doing things the right way.
Yeah.
And that's and you can't be mad at them. It's like, it's so goddamn
they're
sad.
Programmed. It's sad.
It's really upsetting.
They're programmed by fear. Okay, what is insurance? Why do you need insurance?
Make sure nothing bad happens.
Because you're afraid, right? They make you afraid. See, this is all. None of these things. All the humans want are safety and security, mm-hmm. right? So, by making you feel afraid all the time, right? Problem. Reaction, solution.
Yep.
We're creating the problem. We're going to make you feel
it's a golden system.
Well, it's golden. We're going to make you feel afraid all the time. And then we're going to make you feel safe.
Yeah.
You see? We're going to make you feel afraid. You're going to react. And we're going to make you feel safe.
Yeah.
By doing all these things. And they're creating all the problems. None of these problems really exist.
Yeah.
None of them.
You know what?
None of them.
You know what should make some people feel stupid is when you talk about creating the problem and then having the solution and brainwashing people. You know what that makes me think of? When you're a little kid and fucking Santa Claus. Yeah. That's the same damn thing. You create an issue. You don't obey our rules in the house, and Santa ain't gonna bring you any presents. Then you find out Santa don't even fucking exist. Mm. And it's just as easy to brainwash the American public.
Yeah.
The same fake shit.
Yeah. It's and like I said, it's getting to the point where it's disgusting now. It makes me sad. And like I said, my own world is fine. I'm gonna carry on, and you're gonna carry on making your rap music, and we're gonna make this podcast, and we're gonna do our best to, you know, manipulate our way through this matrix, this world, even though they're throwing all these fucking obstacles in our way, more and more, you know. They want to know everything about you. They want to have a fingerprint when you want to cash a check. You know, they want to know your phone number when you want to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
All your phone apps. They want every bit of fucking confirmation they can get out of you. Every bit of info they can get out of you, because it's all about control. It is all about control and maintaining control of this planet and their resource, which is us.
Yeah.
And you talk about modern day slavery. We have been slaves since, I would say, the Garden of Eden shit, you know what I mean? I would say since then, and I don't know what that signifies, and, you know, because of the way they tell it, but to me it sounds like aliens, you know, that's all genetic engineering and aliens and modification of the human race somehow to, you know, that's what it sounds like, and the humans getting consciousness, you know, we were supposed to be robot slaves, and you know what I mean, whatever. That seems to be the theme from that story, which happened many, many years ago, seems to be the same thing happening now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you could look at us, okay? Humanity is enslaved right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is weird. I mean, you may think this is off on a tangent. Okay, you look at people like us and all the people out there who are spreading the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we really trying to do?
We're trying to wake people up so we can all work against this fucked up system.
Right. So what do you think happened in the garden when they say, oh, you gave them the knowledge of good and evil, mm-hmm. and now, you know, they're going to be like God.
The same type of effect.
Same thing. Yeah. So what are we really doing?
We're repeating history.
Yeah. And me and you, actually, are the bad guys now. We're being made out to be the bad guys.
Absolutely.
And it's the same story as the Bible where they made Satan or the serpent or Lucifer, whatever you want to call them. They've got different names, and there's different stories about how many different times aliens came down and, you know, corrupted humanity. There's another story in Noah, you know, about where they came down and fucked all the women and made giants and all that shit.
Yeah.
So this has been a pattern through history where aliens have come and extraterrestrials have come around and fucked around with us, and because they've been controlling us for years and we're just like their slaves.
Yeah.
So that original story in the Garden of Eden is basically mankind was supposed to be slaves, mindless slaves, to serve the gods. They were given knowledge by whatever entity this was, Lucifer, Satan, serpent, whatever the fuck you want to call him. They woke up and they rebelled against their masters. And for that, they were thrown out of the garden and they had to live on earth, you know, like fend for themselves, basically. We're not going to take care of you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you want, fine.
I'll tell you this, man. I mean, I tend to get really deep with topics like this, and I just take it back to, if this isn't too deep, sometimes I just think about life, and I think about the fact that for people that aren't religious, I'm seeing more and more of this to be more common than religious folks and or atheists these days. You usually got religious people, atheists, whatever other religions or other beliefs are out there. And then, you know, I find a great amount of people that I talk to have this belief about life that's like, yeah, we really don't know what life is about. We don't know who we are, what we are, how we got here, and we don't really know what any of this our own existence is about. And to that I say, for people who don't know, because, you know, we have our own theories and everything, but nobody really, really knows how the Matrix works.
No.
Right? So for people who actually admit that they don't know what their own existence is about, our existence, who the fuck is anybody to tell us how to live an existence that we don't even know anything about?
Right.
And we don't know shit about it, but you better fucking get a job, you better pay fucking car insurance, you better do all this ridiculous shit. I mean, shouldn't we at least know where our start point is?
Yeah.
And
why we're here?
So, and that also, to me, is what made me step over the line of totally waking up, because once I really took a step back and I said, most of us don't even know what existence is and what it means. So you tell me how any theory on this planet is crazy. How right. is any of it crazy?
They're all valid.
Anything could be valid. We have no fuck. There's a lot of shit that we don't fucking yeah. know about. And I just like what I like about this community is everybody just seems to be pretty open to whatever theories. It don't matter. I mean, we have to explore it.
We have to explore everything. I mean, there's so much out there. Quantum physics, the Matrix.
Quantum physics is what interests me the most.
The robotics, AI. You know, there's so much out there that we have to explore everything. And then we have the whole backstory of religion that we've been trained all these years. And we really have to really look at all that and see, what does all this mean? What are we doing? What are we doing? What have we been programmed to do? Because if you look at all the religions, they're really just programming a belief system into people that really just keeps the Matrix going.
Yeah.
It keeps the control system going. It's almost like the aliens sent these people down to keep us under control. Everybody yeah. thinks they're getting the light and the spirituality from these, you know, Krishna, Jesus, Moses, whoever the fuck they want to worship. But by doing that, they're really just keeping us trapped in the same mindset of worship, slavery. We're small. We're no good. There's gods greater than us, all that. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, fuck all the extraterrestrials. And I can say, I'm saying this right on the, I don't want to be controlled by any extraterrestrials anymore.
No.
I'm done with it. I'm fucking done. I'm tired of it. I don't care if they're, I'm tired of it. It's time for humanity yeah. to become a sovereign community.
Even if we are them.
Even if we are them, we have to prove ourselves that we are worthy.
Yeah.
To, you know, to not be under their control anymore.
Yeah.
That's the bottom fucking line, because we are under control of extraterrestrials. Anybody who doesn't see that is stupid. Just read the Bible, read all those dumb books that you worship. These things that you worship are nothing but extraterrestrials, okay? All of them, because they don't live here on this planet, so they have to be extra extraterrestrial. That is the definition, not of this planet.
Does the extraterrestrial thing clash with the reptilian theory, or are we kind of talking about the same thing?
No, they are extraterrestrials. They're extraterrestrials, yeah. No, it doesn't clash.
We're just referring to reptilians.
Yeah, and it's not just this planet. This is only one of many. This is a huge matrix that we don't even know how far it extends.
Yeah.
And it's got many different levels. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many different levels. And right here, we're only on this 3D level on this one planet. And our consciousness may be able to go elsewhere. But our little bodies are stuck here. And that's the bottom line. Our little bodies, that we have our consciousness, or that we're connecting to this matrix. How do we know if that thing shut off, we wouldn't just, die? You know, who knows? I don't know.
No.
But there's got to be something that powers us.
Yeah.
They know we're magnetically charged. You know, what if that power source dies? You know, who the fuck knows what really makes this world go round?
No. But I guess, in kind of bringing this all together, my question to you, just your opinion, is that, you say that, a revolution or evolution, people getting together and rebelling, it's bound to happen like it's happened in the past. But is that something that we're going to, at this point in time, have to take years and years to finally see? Do you think that could happen in the some fucking what near future?
You'll see it.
Like, in my lifetime.
I'll see it. You'll see it, yeah. It's not going to be that long. It's really...
How much more can we fucking take? Yeah, it's getting too out of control.
You see how things are like, progressing quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be that long. Dude, you're going to see a big economic collapse soon. Look what's happening in Greece and now Italy. It's a domino effect, and once it hits Europe, it'll hit us. There was a Great Depression not only 90 years ago,
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that was pretty fucking devastating to this country.
Yeah.
We're coming up on close to 100 years since that. Trust me, it can happen again, and it will.